Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey out there, Scopers. Episode 188 of the greatest podcast known to humankind.
You got your shirt all buttoned up like you're some sort of cholo.
I've got it all buttoned up because it's a very, very serious, serious show today with serious topics.
It's also cold. Like, we're already in winter here.
Yep. Jared's going to button all the way up. And Adam.
Don't wait for me. Just go ahead.
All right. So today... this is the show that you've all been waiting for. This is the episode where we take a look at all of the upcoming fall TV shows. We've had a long, long summer, guys.
It's fall.
It's fall, and football that means back. Football is back.
Vikings are 1-0.
Redskins have already lost three games. I don't know how they did it.
It's amazing.
But they did.
The name penalty.
It's a team in free fall.
Yeah, they get penalty for their name, Jared.
RG3's knee blew up again.
Yep.
Wow, that's a devastating first week.
Yeah, not good.
It really is.
Matt Castle.
Stadium that actually is crumbled.
Did you hear, Jared? Matt Castle.
What about him?
Threw for 400 yards.
He did.
And then Teddy Bridgewater came in. And
then threw for another 400.
That's crazy.
800 yards
passing.
Nobody
saw it coming. North Turner, offense.
The guy's he's a miracle worker.
Orphans. I don't know where that came from.
All right, yeah. So we're going to be doing the 2014 edition of our fall TV preview. It's very exciting. We've got a lot of content to cover.
Ooh,
so I'm not talking to Jared. I'm not talking to Adam.
I'm not even
before
here.
Before this.
Not even here.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with that fall TV preview right after this.
This is The Fump.
Hey, kids, it ain't all about you. Grown-ups get to have fun, too.
Godzilla, you're smashing our town. You're stomping around my poor city.
Who know how you do that voodoo that you do so well? It's not a spell. Swell makes me holler Scooby-Doo.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com.
And we are back. Yes, it's that time of year when The Scope.
Yeah, YouTube, match that. Right? We're doing this again, right?
Yeah. Match that, YouTube.
Video Scope. Oh, yeah. When it The Scope hosts break down the entire fall TV schedule.
This might be take two.
Oh, yeah. Where's Miss Elizabeth?
We're going to break down the entire fall TV schedule without actually knowing any more than anybody else, when we checked out the internet for 25 minutes beforehand and then get all of our answers.
Is Entertainment Weekly's print edition even out
it's
yet?
It's not out
this?
Yet.
Okay. It's a, yeah.
And I would almost
at the time of this recording, it was the Simpsons Family Guy crossover.
And my guess is that it will be a Joan Rivers covered Entertainment Weekly, even though they will have the fall TV.
Yeah. It's got to be happening soon.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Still, it's entertaining. It's The Scope. And it's real, baby.
Oh, yeah. Turnbuckle.
Let's get started. Question number one, Adam, what is your most anticipated new fall TV schedule television program?
Huh?
Take three. What's your most anticipated fall
like
TV show?
I feel like I should change my answer.
Okay, so
I'm not going to.
This is completely off the cuff. Right. Not a lot of good shows out there coming up new.
Yeah,
especially network.
22 shows.
And I'm going to say
I've got like 7 or 8 new shows I'm trying.
Jared, you
Too many new shows.
Too many.
Sorry.
All right, my most anticipated new show is Mulaney.
Mm-hmm. Who is this guy?
This guy, John Mulaney, is a stand-up comedian.
Super
who
tall.
Used to write, as Skinny previously
tall?
Established.
Let me verify his height.
He used to write for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And he, I've seen him live once.
Oh, yeah?
Here in Minneapolis. I have seen his other stand-up stuff on either TV or listened to it with my ears.
That's better than your butthole.
It's, well, not better. It's just different.
It's different.
I mean, you really got to get the speaker right up to the butthole in order to get any sort of sound through.
This
it's
is
all about the vibration.
This show was going to be on NBC last year.
Oh yeah,
the pilot got picked up,
but.
And then NBC said nope. Pop that one.
We got a bunch of shitty shows we'd rather put on.
Exactly. They said they were going to try to go more conventional with their sitcoms.
That worked out.
We're like a charm.
And but this is a very
why Thursday night's a reboot all over again.
Exactly.
Good job, NBC.
So they wound up canceling it, and Fox has picked it up. They've retooled it a little bit, but it's essentially the same show. It's kind of like a new Seinfeld. It's
what is the deal with that Mulaney?
Mulaney playing himself.
Yeah.
He is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And he works on a game show with Martin Short as his boss. And
so when Ben Stein's money, kind of.
He has wacky neighbors, and stuff happens.
I'm in. You've sold me.
I like John Mulaney a lot. I find him to be very funny.
Okay. Jared.
I like Nassim Pedrad, and she's on
this like
as well.
I like Nassim Pedrad as well.
Can I have more than one, or just can I only have one? Because I've got two, sort of.
Jared.
Yeah.
Do what you must.
Okay. Well, so my number one most anticipated show is going to be a spinoff of the of now returning for third season CW superhero show, Arrow. The new show is The Flash.
Mm.
This has Grant Gustin returning in the role of Barry Allen to play The Flash. It's got a great supporting cast. You've got Ed. Never remember his name.
Now, this Flash, Jared, is this some sort of photography show?
No. This is DC Comics.
Oh.
Super fast superhero, The Flash.
Is he faster than Superman?
I did not know that.
He is.
I don't know if he is or not, Jared.
I think the comics have said he is. I think he's the fastest man alive.
Have they raced?
Well,
maybe. I think they
Superman
have.
Really isn't a man.
I know. I'm sure our audience will weigh in. It's got, who's the guy? Why is it not on the list here? Anyway,
Edward Norton is the guy you're thinking.
No, Ed from the TV show Ed. I forget his name. A couple of guys from Prison Breaker showing up this season as characters. One is a villain for sure. The original TV series Flash guy. Also blanking on his name, John Wesley Shipp. He's showing up as in a role in the show. I just think it looks like fun, and I think that it's going to be lighter in tone than Arrow is, which is good because Flash probably should be lighter in tone.
Tom Cavanaugh, by the way, is who you're looking for.
Tam Cavanaugh. Okay, so The Flash, that's going to be Tuesday nights on the CW. My other show that I'm interested in is a U.S. version of a U.K. show. And I generally don't like these. I think that's a poor idea. Although some of our better shows have happened this way, The Office being a prime example of it. But I'm talking about Fox's Grace Point. This is an American remake of the UK show Broadchurch.
It's not the story of Nancy Grace and her rise to victory?
I wish.
Nancy Grace.
It is not. This is, I think it's just a limited series because I don't know where you'd go after this, but maybe they'll figure out a way
shows.
On Fox. But when a boy is found dead on an idyllic beach, a major police investigation gets underway in the small California seaside town where the tragedy occurred. Soon deemed a homicide, the case sparks a media frenzy, which throws the boy's family into further turmoil and upends the lives of all the town's residents. This stars David Tennant, who also starred in the UK original. He's playing the same, I don't think it's the same name, but it's basically the same sort of character. He's a police inspector.
Sonic Screwdriver.
Who has some issues of his own. He's not, you know David Tennant as a former Doctor Who.
Yes.
And he's also been in some other stuff, like the UK's Broadchurch.
Everything's the UK with this guy.
Yes. What do you want?
Is he going to have an accent in this?
No, he's playing an American, I believe. So, well, he'll have an American
has
accent.
Has he ever played an American before? Have you seen him without his British accent?
I don't know that I have.
It'll be fun to see them.
It will be.
Tune in just for that.
Also stars from Breaking Bad, Anna Gunn, as his police partner.
Emmy Award winner?
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. That's on Thursday nights on Fox.
Okay. I'm picking an NBC show. It is called A to Z. It's sort of a How I Met Your Mother type of show mm-hmm. where you follow a relationship between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm. Until she dies at the end.
From the beginning to the end. And guess what? It is so much like How I Met Your Mother that they actually got the mother, in air quotes, from How I Met Your Mother. We're talking about Kristen Milioti. Is that how you say her name?
Sure.
You've also got...
We're great at pronunciation on the show.
You've got Ben Feldman from Mad Men.
Tam Kavanaugh.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I do.
Good actor, Jared?
Very good.
So is
I enjoy it.
So this show...
He'll have both his nipples in this show.
This show's a Thursday night show. It's a part of their new revamped NBC Thursday night comedy lineup, anchored by Parenthood at 9 Central, 10 everywhere else. And so,
Biggest Loser at 7.
Biggest Loser, yeah.
It's 8, 7 Central.
It's a weird... Thursday is going to be a weird night
for
NBC.
Yeah, it's reality, and then two sitcoms, and then a drama. Okay.
So, yeah, I will be checking.
I guess their formula has been so good in the last few years, so why not try something new?
I will be checking that show out partially because I think the cast could be interesting. The idea is interesting, kind of a 500 Days of Summer type of thing.
Yeah. One of the shows that's part of one of the big trends this season, which seems to be like big city romantic comedies.
Yeah.
There's a couple other shows that fall into that, I would say. I don't know what else. Are you going to cover that later or not?
I'm not going to cover that.
But there's like...
one of them is my cancellations.
Might be for me as well.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't know. There's...
people want to laugh at them. They want to love. They don't want to think about ISIS. They don't want to think about politics. They just want to, think about love life in the city.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What happened to How I Met Your Father? Is that next year?
Dead.
It didn't happen.
Nope.
They cut and run. What about the British... lady and the prequel to Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is that a spring?
That's an April show.
I think the plan on that is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will go on a mid-season hiatus, and then Agent Carter will fill the void for eight episodes or something, and then S.H.I.E.L.D. will come back.
That'll be a fascinating show, actually. It's a time period piece. Historical.
It'll do as well as the Pan Am show then, huh?
Of course.
Cool.
Okay, guys, question number two. Jared, I think you've already answered this, but I'll throw this out to Adam and myself. What new comic book show are you most excited to sample? We've got three of them. Constantine, mm-hmm. The Flash, mm-hmm. or Fox's Gotham. We'll start with you, Adam.
I'd like to pick Constantine. Because
mm-hmm.
I want
it to be
good.
It's a Friday night show, by the way. So another weird...
Well, I mean, but that's...
They've got Grimm on that
night. That's the night for...
Friday night has become Supernatural TV show night.
Just like it used to be back in the day with X-Files.
X-Files, yeah. Yeah. And The Lone Gunman.
Oh, yeah.
I like that show.
But
nobody did it.
So, I like Constantine, the character. I like the story. Mm-hmm. I don't even dislike the movie. I don't really like it either. But it's Gotham. That Gotham is shaping up to, I think, be an actual good show.
Constantine wasn't even on my radar as far as a show I wanted to watch until I watched the Comic-Con trailer they released.
Yeah.
And that piqued my interest, so I will probably give it a shot.
I'll go next, since we may or may not know what Jared's going to say. But
you can just get me out of the way.
I have Jared. Go then.
The Flash.
Okay, done. For my list, I'm somewhat intrigued by all of them, but I have on my notes The Flash / Gotham. I was told by a friend that I'm not allowed to watch Flash because I don't watch Arrow, so I may not be able to watch the show. It might be actually blocked on my TiVo.
Possibly, but you'll have to take a test first.
I like the cast, except for the Scientologist that's on there for Gotham. But the problem is,
who is that?
Will Smith's wife.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big fan of her. And this show is going to be interesting. This Gotham show, because the lack of a superhero and just these weird alpha versions or beta versions of supervillains.
Alpha.
It's confusing to me. So I'm not really quite sure how this show is going to push on in terms of longevity. The idea is there, but I just feel like they're sort of dancing around what everybody really wants in the first place, which is young Batman.
Which is the same issue that Smallville kind of was running into. But at the same time,
Smallville at least had Clark Kent. I mean, this has very young Bruce Wayne, and they say the goal is to not have Batman. I mean, Batman is not a part of the show. I don't understand why you do that, but what the hell do I know?
Because it...
Okay.
DC doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's the problem. We'll go on to my next question. What show are you unsure of? Now, this doesn't mean this is the worst show out there. Could be. Mm-hmm. But it's a show that gives you pause, and not in a good way. I'll start.
All right.
Speaking of these romantic comedy shows, I'm picking Selfie. Now, this stars Karen Gillan from Doctor Who, and I'll just read what TV Guide said. She drops her adorable Scottish accent to star in this modern spinoff of Pygmalion that takes place in today's social media-driven world. She's obsessed with becoming internet famous, but her constant Instagramming and Facebooking has left her devoid of any real friends, not to mention the social skills required to make any. Desperate for a fix, Eliza hires marketer Henry Higginbottom, wink, wink, John Cho, to help her rebuild her image and put down her damn phone for once, which is a complete take off of My Fair Lady.
Or Pygmalion, which is the origin of all of those.
But I mean, but the name itself is from My Fair Lady. This one is like, it seems like it's capitalizing on a stupid trend of selfies. Just the name itself is ridiculous.
It's like shit my dad said.
Yeah, I don't know. But worse.
Right.
I don't know how a show like this with a name like that is going to go on for very long. I won't give it a chance, and I'm unsure of it. The end. Jared, you're next.
Selfie was also on my list, although I'm more positive about it. For the reasons you give, it seems like it's going to cater to the self-indulgent youth of America. Which
but they don't
I'm
watch
not,
TV.
But it seems fake to me. It seems like a fake catering.
I am going solely on the strength of the cast, Karen Gillan and John Cho. I enjoy both those people. And for that reason, I will give the show a chance. Honestly, the show that's on my list is Gotham, the show I'm unsure of.
Okay.
Again, for the same reasons you gave in the last question, is I'm just not sure how well this show is going to play without a Batman. I mean, yes, Batman has a great rogues gallery, but how interesting are they as adolescents or
quasi rogues
as young people? How interesting is the show without Batman? Essentially, it becomes a show about the Gotham City Police Department, I guess. Which one of the strong points is you've got Donal Logue on it, who is great in just about everything he's in. So that's a plus in my book.
Yes.
So I don't know, but I'm very unsure about Gotham. I'm going to watch it, but I'm unsure of how it's going to be.
I mean, I think with the last three movies, Batman was the least interesting part of all three of those. So at least we're set up now.
But he was still there.
Yeah, I know. He could have not been. And it would have been potentially okay. Who knows?
He was locked in a pit for a good part of the third one.
He wasn't a pit. Adam, please. What are you unsure of?
Well, I didn't know how to define the unsure thing.
The show that you might be interested in, but you're not really sure how it's going
to
be.
I left it open for you.
Then I'm kind of split between two.
Okay.
That trailer for Fresh Off the Boat actually looks very funny. That's the Asian family moving from DC to Orlando by way of China or Thailand or something.
That's not even on my new show list.
It had a lot of...
it's probably like a pivot show because that's what Adam does. He digs deep.
Yeah.
It's on ABC. It's one of their... Yeah.
It's not a mid-season show?
No. Mm. It's just... It looked funny. There was a lot of flashback humor, which I always like. But I think that because I fear that I had it spoiled for me, Grace Point is my unsure of, because I'm assuming it's the exact same story as the UK version. And I think the very first comment I accidentally read spoiled the killer.
By the way, Fresh Off the Boat does not have a premiere day or date yet. So
it was on ABC's upcoming fall
could be
video.
There's not been announced on when it's going to show up, so that's probably a good one to be unsure of.
Good point.
I think you're right to be if it's been spoiled for you. Grace,
I don't know if it has.
It's not. I've read it's not going to be the same person as the UK original. Because what's the point of that?
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the speed round, guys, and then we'll wrap up with the question everyone always wants us to answer.
Right.
Speed round. So essentially what I'm going to do is I'm going to name a show. You give it maybe a little bit of a introduction to what that show is about. You guys give me your impressions on it. We'll start with, and we'll just go round robin. We'll start with Adam, go to Jared, then finish up with me. That will be our pattern.
Adam, Jared, Ching. Got it.
Exactly. Alphabetical. First show, NCIS New Orleans.
Nolens.
Go.
Well, I'm sure it'll do well, but I don't know why they keep on having NCIS shows. Scott Bakula... I don't know.
Glad he's back on TV.
It's not
Jared.
As Adam said, great show that for getting people to watch, but I don't watch those shows. I have zero interest in police procedurals. Pass.
I say another one. That's it. next show, it's a Fox show. It's called Red Band Society. Set in the children's ward of a L.A. hospital and narrated by a kid who's in a coma, Red Band Society is a coming-of-age drama that follows a Breakfast Club-esque group of patients as they face such life-changing and life-threatening challenges as cancer and heart defects. Adam.
I was kind of into this until I watched a trailer and then saw Steven Spielberg talk about it, and it just seemed overly precious.
Yeah.
And like, it just, I lost all interest. I don't know why.
Jared.
I'm not generally interested in being depressed by television, but if I am going to be depressed by television, I don't want it to be by children who are sick.
Yeah. Sick kids is a kryptonite for me. Keep it away. even if this show, and this, there are some critics who are saying this is a really good show.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I could touch this
one. It's on TV Guide's eventually, watch list.
Eventually kids are going to die, okay? Kids will die on this show. Or maybe they'll turn 18 and then they'll kill them like that.
That'd be fine.
Adam, next show, State of Affairs. In this political drama, Katherine Heigl plays a top CIA attaché who's tasked with one heck of a job, put together a briefing for the president to assess the greatest threats to national security. Go.
Cool. The one trailer on this list I didn't watch. So, Katherine Heigl is... Jared? Finish my sentence. Katherine Heigl is...
Can be pretty at times.
All right, there we go.
That's what
we're judging.
Has weird teeth.
Jared, State of Affairs.
I don't really know anything about the show other than what you've just read. It hasn't registered with me. I will not be watching.
What channel is this on?
It's on NBC Mondays.
NBC.
Is it according to the list?
Yeah. Is it?
Yes. It has a date and it has a
does premiere.
It does.
Next show.
Nothing from Shane.
Katherine Heigl.
That's,
I don't like her. I've never liked her. She can stay off of TV. She ruined her gig by bad-mouthing Grey's Anatomy and leaving. She screwed her career over. That was her fault.
Shane holds a grudge.
I hold a grudge. I never forget.
What about forgiving?
Depends on the person. If you have a mustache, never.
Oh, shoot.
Next show, Forever. Ione Gufford stars as a New York City medical examiner, Henry Morgan, who harbors an unusual secret. He can't die. Working alongside his new partner, Detective Joe Martinez, Morgan studies the dead in an effort to discover the mystery of his own immortality. Adam.
So boring. This reminded me of, what was that mobster medical show last year?
Yeah, Mob Doctor.
Mob Doc.
I don't know why. I mean, they're not the same. They're just... they're not procedural. I don't know. I could not care less about this, and I don't get it. I don't know what's happening to TV.
Yeah. Jared.
I'm sort of intrigued by the concept, but not enough to watch it. I mean, yeah, no, immortal guy wants to find out why. That could be fun. But not.
That
not
vampire bit him 200 years ago.
Oh,
that's why.
Oh, that's exactly.
Vampires are hot.
It's always going to be vampires.
I guess I don't have to watch.
I agree with you two. Huh? Who? The premise? Huh? All right. No way.
Did you watch that trailer?
I did watch it. It was a little
boring.
Yeah. Finally, here's a show that I'm... that's gotten a little bit of controversy. It's Black-ish. It's the ABC sitcom created and starring comedian Anthony Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
You know him, Jared.
I do.
Black-ish explores one man's effort to establish a cultural identity for his family after he discovers his children don't have one. Anderson stars as a man of the house, Dre, and Tracy Ellis Ross plays as his biracial wife, Rainbow. They've got their hands full working and raising their kids. Their son Andre, who really prefers to be called Andy and really, really, really wants a bar mitzvah. Hannibal's Lawrence Fishburne appears as Dre's father and wears velour tracksuits because he's Lawrence freaking Fishburne. Adam, there's controversy with this show.
What's the controversy?
The title, first of all.
Black people shouldn't have
never.
A culture? Is that what the...
Yes.
We've
all got one culture.
We're
monoculture society.
I thought this looked good. I don't know what their early reviews are or anything like that, but I thought it looked somewhat funny. I think it's the Suburgatory, one of the Suburgatory people is producing it or somehow behind it.
Okay.
And I kind of always liked parts of Suburgatory, not enough to keep watching it though. So,
Jared.
I'm in. I think I'm intrigued by the concept. I like the cast. And Anthony,
you're close personal friends with Anthony Anderson
dropped in randomly at Fump Fest in June and had a good time. So for that reason, I'm going to check it out.
Why is he not on the phone plugging the show for us right now?
I don't know. He's a good friend.
Good friend of the show, Anthony Anderson. Yeah, this show is interesting. ABC's given it I think it's the postmodern family time slot, which means something. I mean, that show's got huge ratings. Mm-hmm. Anything to lead into that?
Wednesdays, 7:30 or 8:30, 7:30 Central.
It's pretty impressive. So, I might give this one a shot as well.
It's on my list.
All right. So, we've covered our speed round. Let's cover the last question.
Are we going to do a other shows that you're interested in?
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do that.
Scorpion. I don't know why. It's probably just going to be a boring procedural. It's probably just going to be like Numbers, which I never watched.
Yeah.
So this is based on
it's about
a bunch of nerds who form a team to solve some of the world's most complex problems, like a Justice League traded their superpowers for super smarts.
The trailer is like a 5-minute long trailer. It looked really fun. It's by the director of the Fast and Furious. I'm in.
So they have an 18-mile runway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where everything happens.
It's amazing at full speed.
So I don't know why, but I'm excited about it.
I was intrigued by it, but it lost me with Catherine McPhee as the diner waitress who glues them all together.
Yeah. It's
that's why I'm like, nope.
She sings all the time too.
Done.
If you see the part in the trailer where she's in it, it's an instant eye roll. But
is that the only show you're looking forward to?
That's the only other one.
Go cool, throw it over to Jared. Anything out there intrigues
you? I'm looking at my list. I'm trying to find something we haven't talked about. Mulaney, Gotham, Selfie, The Flash, Blackish, Grace Point, A to Z, Constantine. We've all talked about it. For me, I think it's the return of some of the big cable shows that I'm most excited about. I mean, you've got, by the time this episode airs, Boardwalk Empire and Sons of Anarchy will both have started their final seasons. You've got Homeland coming back. You've got The Walking Dead coming back.
American Horror Story,
Freak Show. Those are the shows I'm most excited about.
Yep.
And they're all on cable. So, again, the switch to cable for the best shows continues.
Agreed. Guys, last question of our fall TV preview. We do it every year. It's a terrific debate. It's very exciting. Vegas takes bets on it. They have odds. Of course, we're talking about our prediction for first show canceled. Keep in mind, the rules are as follows. It is not the first show in terms of time. It is the first show in terms of episodes.
Correct.
Also, the other rule, Adam never wins.
And I think
we'll let you pick Sleepy Hollow again if you wish.
We've got first network show. I have network show, so ABC, yep. CBS, NBC, Fox. Adam,
and
your
CW.
Pick.
I want it to be Stalker. Because that show looks terrible, and I really wish they would stop giving Kevin Williamson shows. But I'm going to pick Marry Me because it's a sitcom, and it looks dumbish.
Okay. Jared.
I'm also picking a sitcom. This is on CBS. It's a show called The McCarthys. A loudmouth sports crazy Boston family is at the center of this multi-camera sitcom based on the life of series creator blah, blah, blah. But what gives when the patriarch asks the resident black sheep, a gay sports-averse son, to be his assistant basketball coach? Madness!
CBS show, you
CBS,
said?
CBS, The McCarthys. Sounds terrible. Sounds cliched. Sounds really bad.
Doesn't that just sound like a CBS sitcom?
Sounds like a show that could get a good season run, but you never know.
I'm saying it's going to be terrible. Bye.
And I'm also selecting a sitcom-y type of show. I'm picking Manhattan Love Story. This new comedy uses the power of voiceover to broadcast the internal monologues of a New York City dude, played by Jake McDormand, as a Midwestern transplanted chick, Anna Lee Tippin, as they navigate an awkward first date and subsequent budding romance. Sounds terrible. Sounds cliche. I hope it goes in the crapper. It's an ABC show, so not a lot of people will be watching anyway. Boom!
It's in the slot right before Agent of the Shield, though. I'm just saying. Wednesday.
Agent of Shield wasn't a Tuesday. Ratings firecracker last year, Jared.
And it's sandwiched between Selfie and Agents of Shield.
Oh, my God.
Do we want to talk about the return of Agents of the Shield briefly?
Do you want to?
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Please.
That's all I'm saying. I'm excited. I think it ended strongly, and I'm very excited for the return.
The floor is
Director
yours.
Director Coulson is in charge. It's going to be great.
Should we talk about The Walking Dead? I'm excited about that, Jared. Terminus. They're in a train car.
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm excited about it.
Is it just Snowpiercer?
And I'm kind of mocking you.
Is it Snowpiercer with zombies?
They're turning into Snowpiercer, Jared.
I like how they left us on a cliffhanger of like, will they get out? And of course they're going to get out. Come on.
Yeah. If they killed them all, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but we've seen production stills, and obviously they're not dead.
Yeah.
So,
well, we've got an interesting fall coming up. For me, it's mostly about returning shows. For Jared, it's mostly about returning shows. Adam, we don't know what he does. It's mostly about shaving the mustache.
Yep.
Takes a long time.
It does.
Can't watch TV shows.
So let's wrap this up, and we'll be back with coming soon.
You're listening to The Scope. Under the Scope.
Coming soon. I see.
Tough transition. Sorry.
That's all right.
This is a tidy show.
We're doing it.
All right.
I wish our news shows could be this tidy.
Hey, it could be if you guys didn't talk over me the whole fucking time.
Uh-oh. Adult content. Adam.
Music. We got albums from.
Go.
Let's hear it, Shane.
I'll tell you yes or no.
Slash.
No.
Slash a snake bit?
No, this says, it says just
solo
Slash.
Slash, Jared. He doesn't need any of the
World on Fire, and Wikipedia considers it hard rock and heavy metal. Same time.
Merged into one.
50 Cent.
No.
Street King Immortal.
No.
50 Cent.
Oh, sorry. My Jews. That's the one 50 Cent line that I have memorized. Chris Brown.
No.
Interesting. Flyleaf.
No.
What is a flyleaf?
Flyleaf.
Is that like a fishing lure?
It's an alternative rock, post-grunge, hard rock band.
No.
Is that seriously what it is?
Yes.
You didn't just make that up. You read that off the sheet of the paper.
He wrote it down because he knew you'd ask that question.
Anything that's post something, I'm very skeptical of.
Aren't we all post-grunge at this point? This is my favorite
band. Yeah, like by
band.
20 years.
We're post-Beatles, Jared.
Yeah, we're post-classical music now, too. The Madden Brothers, who they timed this poorly. They should have released this last week.
I know.
Two weeks ago.
We're very much post-Loot.
4 weeks ago.
No. Raekwon.
Yes.
Is that one of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, he is.
See, I know my stuff.
Tim McGraw, post-country.
Also Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes. He's a new Wu-Tang. The new Wu-Tang.
Train.
No.
Gosh, that doesn't get an immediate no. Aphex Twin. He's still around.
I've heard good positive buzz about this.
Really?
Yeah. All right, like it's like the return of Aphex Twin proper. Yeah. And it's been a while, hasn't it?
Been a while.
I hear it like it melts your face.
Thurston Moore. Who?
Tell me about Thurston Moore.
Oh, man. Have you heard about the stuff in the news with him lately?
No.
Anyone named Thurston is trouble.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah, lovey.
So Thurston Moore, you know, exactly. Big part of the band.
Sure. All our listeners know. Go ahead.
With Kim Gordon. What's
Sonic
that?
Youth.
Sonic Youth. Thank you. Cheated. They were married.
Yeah.
Cheated on her. Ostensibly came out as a cheater in an interview. Post-divorce, like, apparently hadn't told her about it, and that's how she found out. So that's kind of, anyway.
And the S hit the fan.
Professor Green, that's a new album. That's obviously Tom Green's new moniker.
No!
Or it's a Clue reference. Are you back in?
In that case, possibly.
All right. Movies! Here we go.
Yeah.
Fall movie season. Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
I'm excited.
The Maze Runner.
I hope we get a screening of that. I had to skip my screening of it because of my football draft. This one looks interesting.
My daughter wants to see this, too. So
did she read the book?
No.
This is Where I Leave You.
No.
Isn't that the one with Jason Bateman?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Company? I mean, yes.
Jews. A lot of Jews.
Dry oatmeal. Yes.
Tusk.
That's what
What's that about?
This is the Kevin Smith.
Bacon?
This is the Kevin Smith.
Kevin Bacon.
Dramedy, horror, because that's his new thing.
No!
Good. It's the right answer.
Sorry, when you hit dramedy, horror, that's what I bow out, respectfully.
Let him talk about how much he loves Star Wars and being on set. I'll see a movie about that.
Haley Joel Osment is in it.
No! Have you seen him lately?
Yes.
He's been eating all the pizzas he's been singing about.
Lay off the Ben and Jerry.
Also been eating a lot, Icky Woods. That was the worst commercial I've ever seen before.
Who was that?
The Icky Shuffle.
The Icky Shuffle in the supermarket.
We don't watch commercials.
I don't know who that is.
On Thursday Night Football, you don't watch commercials?
Nope.
No.
Try not to.
A Walk Among the Tombstones.
I was at the Apple Store.
A Walk Among the Tombstones.
That's Liam Neeson, isn't it?
No.
No. Yes.
Next.
What is it?
It is.
Is it yes or no?
Yes, it is. DVD and Blu-ray.
Here we go.
Think Like a Man 2.
Jared,
I'm waiting for 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
I saw it.
Okay.
No.
The German
Is
Doctor.
Is it worth seeing on video?
Yeah, okay. But it's still not great.
The German Doctor.
What's this? 9.
Good answer.
I saw Neighbors the other day.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was. We enjoyed that.
Was Chef better?
I never saw Chef.
Okay.
It was probably better.
I heard Chef was good.
Games.
Different films.
Games. Video games.
Oh, I thought that was the name of a movie. Games.
Video games.
Arcage.
It's an MMO that I got an invite to for beta.
You can do the yes or no on that.
No. I'm not even playing the beta. Okay,
He's
here. Game of the week. I'm sorry, Jared. I know it's your hit it or miss it, but this is Hit it. Cooking Mama 5, Bon Appetit for the 3DS. Is
Boner that- Appetit? Yes. Bon Appetit? No.
All right. If you, if that doesn't work, how about Fairy Fencer for the PS3?
Say again?
How about Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Star Revolution?
If you can't say it, we can't play it.
I like it. Can't say it, we can't play it.
So that's all that's on my list, except...
Hit it or miss it, hit of the week. Hit it or miss it, miss of the week. Look out!
See how I was on top of that?
That was awesome. Mm-hmm.
This week it's my pick, and I have a hit for you. It is the DVD Blu-ray release of the tearjerker Kids with Cancer comedy? No, not comedy. Drama. The Fault in Our Stars, based on the John Green book, also titled The Fault in Our Stars. Carrie and I saw this back in June. We both really, really liked it. We gave a very positive review, somewhere in the 3 to 4 star range. I think it was 3.5. I recommend it. If you're a fan of these types of movies, go see it. Definitely, it's very well done.
Are
you gonna buy it though?
I'm not gonna buy it.
So it's a big no to buying.
To buying, yes. But if you haven't seen it, I think it's definitely worth a rental, maybe a buy if it's your favorite thing in the world.
My wife is gonna want this. Jared cried no matter what he says, and Carrie cried as well.
Okay,
hit it.
I don't want to see it. I don't
want to be for you.
You and Mandy want to come over and watch
Under the Scope?
Are we all gonna cry together?
Yeah. We strip down to our underwear, we turn up the heat real high. I get fat-free Pringles, and we just go crazy.
Why fat-free Pringles?
Because it's the Elestra inside, just cleans out the insides.
You sweat it out.
a different S-word it out.
Oh, boy. Here we are. We're in the comments portion of the show.
The show was tight, Jared.
I know. I have a voicemail to play.
Another.
This one is from sometimes... Voicemail. Oh, stupid. I had a name for him last night. I was going to write it down. I forgot about it.
Joan Rivers says you always got to have a pencil. You always got to write stuff down.
Anyway, Keith called in. He left this message. It goes like this.
Hey, Scope.
Hey,
this
Keith.
Is Keith, one of your 7 listeners.
Thank you. We're going up, guys. We've got 7.
Just want to thank you guys for your free episodes and calling in just to comment that Adam's picks in the Robin Williams movie Madness.
We're terrible. We know.
I think we're more accurate.
What?
Yes,
what?
I'm probably closer to his age and enjoyed the same films.
Justification.
Stick that flubber right up your butt.
Anyways, keep up the great work, like always.
Flubber butt.
Look forward to new episodes.
Thank you.
Every week.
I want to hear more.
He's not done.
Boy, just talking right over Keith.
More.
Keith barely ever calls in, and
then
you just talk. Right
I want
over.
More.
He says
more
Adam's
calls.
Great, and then Adam. Wise guy.
Here's what I want. This is a call out to all of the listeners of the show. Less Lukeski, more Keiths. I'm on Team Keith.
He's on Team Keith.
Team Keith.
Who's on Team Adam?
I'm on Team Pidge.
If you're on Team Adam, you can call our voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-267-217-2673. Apparently, I still need to read it after all these years.
I don't even know it.
You can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com, or you can engage with us. Reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Tumblr. We are on Twitter. All those links and a link to our YouTube channel where you can watch us in stunning HD video.
It's HD.
It is HD.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. All those links are at our website at thescopeshow.com. And if you'd like to support us financially, you can join Patreon. Become a Patreon patron where you can support us. As little as $1 an episode. Set a monthly maximum. Cancel anytime. It's a great way to show your support. Patreon.com/thescopeshow. Back to you, Shane.
Wow. Terrific read, Jared. I want to thank Adam.
That was off the top of my head.
He worked hard. Nice. Jared, you are a technical wizard.
I mean, I'm playing dice with buddies during the show and hitting buttons. That's amazing what I can do.
That sounds like you need to be focusing on one thing a little bit more, and that, of course, is dice with buddies, because I've been kicking your ass lately.
I know, Mr. 50s. I'm about ready. You know what happens when Al does that to me? I take a break from him. I don't rematch him for a couple days. I think you might be in break territory. What do you think about that?
I think that is called poor sportsmanship.
Well, when you throw down 350s on me early in the game and I have no chance of winning, I get a little miffed.
Hey, we should start playing King of Tokyo together if you guys like playing dice games.
Jared, does
are
it
there
make...
dice rolling in there?
There's only dice rolling.
Is there?
I've heard about that
King
game.
King of Tokyo, yeah. It's all dice rolling.
It's about Kajume and giant monsters, right?
Yeah.
I just made up a Japanese word right there.
In Tokyo.
Jared, does it...
You can't say it, you can't play it.
Does it mean... Kaiju. Does it mean anything if I'm playing dice with buddies without pants? Does that help at all? Will that help me avoid the break?
I don't know. I think the pants are probably loosening up your body and you're allowing you to roll cleaner dice. So,
I think you're correct. Put
the pants on. Play fair.
Okay, so I'll put the pants on. I'll thank our listeners. I'll thank you guys, and we'll wrap this up. So for everybody here, we'll be back in 1 week with more Scope. Bye for now.
Oh, that's not your catchphrase.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying...
Buenos aires!
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.